Honourable Members, when we concluded our interviews of candidates for the position of Deputy Public Protector, thank you, Khadija, you all expressed the wish to consult, to go away and think about it, to discuss with one another, and that we should get together today for you to decide whether to proceed with one of the persons we had interviewed or not. So that is what we will do today, and following that, Mr. J.B. Sibanani will take over and conduct this committee meeting. Sikonof, you're most welcome to sit and participate. No? Don't? Great. So, let me hear you. Ms. Smuts, Ms. Schaeffler.
Okay. I'm very happy to support Kevin Malunga as our new Deputy Public Protector. He did, notwithstanding being quite sure after the interview, he did conduct some background discussion with persons. And I think that we have here the dream team in Advocate Malunga and Advocate Malunga, so we'd like to support him.
Ms. Schaeffler, you done? All right, Mr. Jeffrey?
The ANC side, we support Ken Malunga.
For the record, what is saying from Kump?
Okay.
What? No? Do you want an expose or?
No, no. I don't. All right.
Yeah, I mean, we have some concerns, as you can pick up from our testimony, but I mean, the subsequent investigations and inquiries we did make appears to indicate that he's certainly not politically aligned and that he does appear to be independent. So on that basis, we're happy to talk.
Okay, let's see how many are there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's a quorum. Okay. Is there anyone opposed?
8.
Ah, sorry, Mr. Honourable, I didn't count you, my apologies. So I didn't count you, obviously.
Right.
Honourable Members, someone has drafted a report.
Yes,
and, have you seen it?
No.
You haven't? All right, let me give you time to read through it. And, does it matter?
It's fine.
It's fine. Title is Advocate, doesn't go away. All right. This is Jeffrey.
Sorry, should we not talk about the fact that we have to have the after advertising the
after advertising the media.
After advertising the media can be used by nominations. And then I started to Mr. Central Appalachian Minister, something which affects the erosion had it been come in the course of the days you know, so it's not like that's not the main complaint from one of the reasons why we were not
willing to accommodate him, because he could have, he didn't tell us the day before. You see, he didn't avail himself to the interview because of his despite previously. I mean, it is, but it's not indicating the fact that it was at the last minute. I mean, he effectively didn't show and sent an SMS.
At the last minute, Mr. Central did not avail himself to the interview.
Yeah, I mean, he's in front.
commitment beforehand, then you should look to accommodate him.
So because of prior commitments come out.
Look,
we weren't aware of prior commitments. How can you have prior commitments and agree to be interviewed?
Well, they're not prior commitments. They're commitments that came up after he agreed.
Because of subsequent commitments. Would we drop that? Any other changes on the rule? So can we adopt it as amended? Can someone move? The move by Mr. Smuts, seconded by Mr. Oliver. Anyone oppose? None. Thank you. Oh yes, you know, when I lost my drama. Honourable members, must in an informal discussion, Schaefer raised an important phenomenon, which is essentially that Tuesday's meeting will be open to public. So the advocate might celebrate now. How do we prevent it from entering the meeting? Correct. Ms. Schaefer then goes on to make the point that fine, she sits there like everyone else. But the moment she tries to intervene, we don't allow her. Because Tuesday meeting is merely a preliminary meeting to clarify for ourselves issues that have been put on the table by Ms. Shai in order for us to move forward with the process. Ms. Smuts.
I would like to propose that we reconsider the whole process in the light of this request. I don't know to what degree it is possible to revert our decision to have the meeting on Tuesday with Advocate Chai. Was our thinking to see her before her term expired. But now, in view of the fact that the public protector now invokes the Bhaja as a means to interest to be part of that meeting, I wonder whether we shouldn't now do this approach to holding differently by telling the following. The public particular approach the Speaker and said, please, Parliament must investigate. The Speaker referred that request to the Justice Committee. I don't know how many precedents there are. There was the ad hoc run by our friend Carter into the previous public protector problem of alleged sexual harassment. I don't know what other ones there have been. But now that Advocate Madonsela invokes her administrative justice, I wonder if we don't pause at this point and say, let's take advice from the parliamentary legal advisers, our own lawyers, because this is a parliamentary matter. Let's take advice from them on what provisions of the Constitution, what statutes, what other considerations come into play when we do conduct an investigation like this, so that we are on firm ground and set a good precedent. Because, you know, Chairman, if you recall, we have already once had a dispute between us and Advocate Madonsela on the degree to which her office is seized with administrative justice. You know, she unfolded banners that say administrative justice at her hearings. She made a presentation to us in which the whole thing was based on her being effectively almost an administrative tribunal. And we said to her at the time, you are not an administrative tribunal. The Constitution and your Act say you are there to mediate, conciliate and all the rest. And we pointed out to her that under the Bhaja, the Minister of Justice is empowered, when he so wishes, to set up administrative tribunals for this country. The public protector on our instruction was not such a thing. I'm sure you can argue that administrative justice and in the Bill of Rights is still part of the underlying rights of the people that she investigates. But she now argues the FADJA for our proceedings, and that's what we need to take advice on, that and whatever else is saying. Because, you know, remember, the FADJA in Section 1 excludes a whole range of organs from the definition of administrative action, which governs the whole thing. And one of the institutions that is accepted is Parliament, but for the purpose of its legislative function. And so definitions read administrative action means any decision taken or any failure to take a decision by, in DD, the legislative functions of Parliament, the provincial legislature, or a municipal council. Now, I suppose, you know, there's a lot of thinking to be done whether this is not legislative functions, but whatever. The other institutions that are excluded are obviously the courts, the executive, the JSC, and so on and so forth. The courts have made findings under rule of law provision, not under the FADJA, or under executive action provisions, not administrative action. And so the thing required by the court, and I think what we should do, if possible, is not hold Tuesday's meeting, but do so with that one, and ask for advice from the parliamentary advisors. And then recommend next year. That's my.
Jeffrey, and then
Solomon. I mean, my worry is this was referred to us some time ago. We need to make a start, and we need to be seen to be making a start. And next year is in 2 months' time, end of January, February. Secondly, Advocate Shai, the Deputy Public Protector, is leaving at the end of the month. And I think somebody has raised that it is useful in a sort of sense of an exit report. So I think from those factors, it's useful to hear from her and to get a sense of what the issues are. I mean, presumably you will have read the documentation. I mean, basic issue with FADJA is fairness. I think that the reason that the public protector is invoking it is maybe she thought she was going to get excluded. As is correct, the meeting is open to the public and anyone can come in. We had in fact said that, you know, her office should be notified. We would suggest that she doesn't come, but that she sends somebody to hear. So if she's so insistent on coming, well, let her come. I think the thing is, it is not a tribunal. It is not an inquiry. We are just having Advocate Shai explaining issues in the bundle of documents that she sent to us, so that we can get a sense of what the case is. Whereafter we can then reconvene in the new year after having assessed the case and as to how we approach it. There seems to be a certain amount of hysteria. I'm not sure where it is coming from. I mean, I think that Mail and Guardian article was evidence of it, because clearly somebody leaked that to the Mail and Guardian, fed it to the Mail and Guardian, basically. But, I mean, I think one just needs to keep stressing this is not a witch hunt. This is, you know, we've been asked by the public protector herself, as the National Assembly, to conduct the inquiry. This is us conducting the inquiry. We do not want to cause strife in the public protector's office. We want to examine what the problems are and ensure a more efficient and effective functioning public protector's office. And I think we just need to keep stressing that, and hopefully when Public Protector comes on Tuesday and sees that this is not an inquisition, that she will feel better. I think the other point to say is that, look, I mean, you know, as far as Pudge is concerned, there is a requirement in the Act that you know, she must inform people whose rights may be affected, but there are issues, as I think Mr. Mandema will testify to, as to the extent to which she does that, because she does not allow, you know, persons with an interest to be present during all the interviews that she conducts. So let me just stress that point. But I think this is not a drama, this is not a trauma, this is not, this is just us doing our work, and it's probably going to be quite a boring meeting.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I ask them.
It's me.
I see. I don't like me. Hey, you might recall yesterday I did ask a question which was not answered, which was to find out as to what exactly was our plan of dealing with this matter. Because to me it appeared as if we are getting seized of the matter because of the article that appeared in the newspaper. Because I'm wondering, if this article had not appeared in the paper, would you have discussed this matter at the time we did?
Yes.
And taken a decision to meet on Tuesday?
Yeah.
It's
before that article.
Oh, before?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Oh, okay.
We are seized with the matter because the speaker referred to us. That's it.
Oh, okay.
The article, I mean, that came this weekend. The speaker referred to us 3 weeks ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might put the article here because we take it seriously on the agenda today.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
While you were serving the nation of Montana.
Yeah, I'm going to take tea.
Yes.
Well, nonetheless, Chair. Personally, I'm of the view that there would no harm if we do decide that decided that we're meeting Tuesday to listen. But there would no harm in having being part of us and even responding if need be, because we'll be guided by what we get from Ms. Shine when she comes. I don't think we should make such a big deal about whether she might come or not come, whether she might respond or not respond, because as has been said, this is not really an inquiry or an investigation, just responding to a document that was presented, understand, to us. So we're just listening, and decisions have to be taken afterwards as to whether or not we need to take this much more seriously than it is. Because let's say these are just the matters within an office which can, in my understanding, even be dealt with by the new deputy of the protector. It's not really a matter that we really have to come to us. Then beyond that, we are not pressed just because she is busy. So we can always call on her. Parliament can call anyone at any time.
She seems
that
she's able to come. What if she's otherwise engaged?
No, I'm saying that Parliament can call anyone to come and give report to Parliament. So we are not that pressed for time and things like that.
No, no, no. It was just felt that given that she's being called, let's take advantage now and get her to take us through the thick file we will have and explain some of it. We've all already agreed that most of the stuff that's in that file we're going to ignore. And therefore what's left is for her to provide some clarity on the two or three issues that we've identified as being problematic. That's it. Tuesday meeting is not intended as a formal hearing. It's just for us to obtain clarity. Nothing more.
In what harm do we suffer if Matabella decides to respond to that clarity?
I just wish to say that I am impressed by the statesman-like approach of all the members of the committee this morning. And contrary to my own posture, which is I'm suggesting that I didn't hear anyway, you'll have to repeat that. Half the reason why I think I would like to see it roll over till next year is that I'm not feeling very statesman-like. And so I'm very impressed by all of you. And I hope that you will maintain this posture on Tuesday, even if, because exactly like His Majesty, my concern is that your situation might take on a colour of its own, it might spin out of control, things might change as you sit here. I will join you, but late as it happens, because the engineer whom I once cancelled for one of our other things a week or so ago, I had booked for that morning. So I will join you later, which is probably just as well. And so you will be sitting to conduct your business in a state of a nice fashion. So I just wonder what will happen on Tuesday, but I will come and join you all the way through.
Chairperson, I think the word that the public protector used in a letter to the speaker was that the matter should be investigated, unless I'm wrong. Now, one way or the other, to investigate the matter, we would have to hear both sides of the story. Whether informally or formally, doesn't matter. So, if the deputy public protector is coming on Tuesday, I don't see why we cannot get clarifications and finalize the matter on Tuesday in the presence of the public protector. And if there is a bag fight, let it be. I'm joking. But I said that. but I think there are issues that we obviously need to get clarity from the public protector herself. There are certain things that we just need answers on. And even if we just want to get clarity, she still needs to answer to it. So I think if she wants to be here, we must let that happen. But at the same time, I don't see why we cannot finalize this whole issue on Tuesday. But then we must also go to the party on the 6th of November. We have been invited there.
Where? What party?
I'm otherwise engaged.
You don't even know the date.
Same show, even if I'm not engaged, something will come up. You don't even know the date yet.
November, and I do in fact have a band version, but I must say I find it rather interesting that I can afford a party at Empress and I need more money to investigate. But that's a side point. I think it's not a bad idea what Ms. Adams has proposed. I think you're going to have to be very skillful chairperson and to maintain, and I think you need to know up front if we can find a few of the issues that you agreed, but there may well be notes in letting the public to respond on the day. But obviously she must be made aware that while Ms. Shire is speaking, she isn't. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea that she's trying to resolve it. Because as you say, there are only a few issues. If she can give us reasons or her responses to why it has been dealt with, if it has been, or how it has been, it might well be worthwhile just disposing of it on Tuesday if we can. But I do think, even if we don't, she needs to be made well aware that we can't stop her coming and she's welcome to come, but she does need to respect our rules as a committee. She may be requested to respond on Tuesday.
Because what will happen is, if she attends because it's open and sits and listens to Mami Kishan, she will go out of here and the police will ask her about the point raised by advocates, and she will answer. Before you then is in for the full talk, I would so much rather than just advocate Frankie Jenkins or someone to advise us on how to conduct it, unless the experience of your own experience with young Mr. Malema and others now kitted you up and equipped you so well for proceedings of this nature that you instinctively know what to do.
Well, Mr. Hollis, I do need to understand that I need to reiterate. We didn't ask this. This matter was referred to us by the speaker. So your comment that why do we need to deal with this becomes more.
No, I don't know about the timing. I'm not saying we should be discussing with it.
What about the
time? No, I think that's answered. I mean, JJ answered when he said a decision had been taken. Okay. Because I was not aware of that decision because I was away. And I thought that this was prompted by the article.
No, please don't be influenced you yourself by the article. Because the article came right at the same time.
No, that has been obeyed, we shall understand.
So, you know, I'm... okay. All right.
There are comments to the effect that we hope that we'll be able to handle. You always handle our meetings, but I wouldn't understand why there should be any concern about this particular one.
No, I understand the spirit in which Ms. Hunt's made the call. I understand that completely, and I appreciate your confidence in me.
And we can always rely on your own.
Yes, and that applies to all of you, Ms. Hunt, not just Ms. Olamisa.
I have a feeling that the presence of the public protector, as we say in tennis, is an advantage here. So let's allow it to come. Those who play tennis, advantage in.
Apart from the gifts and qualifications of His Majesty as a presiding officer, we have in the person of the prince, of course, a martial arts expert. But at the level of the have you seen his fingers?
Yes.
He can kill you with his knuckles. No. Should matters reach the point of handbags at home, I suggest that you draw on the table.
He will be our sergeant at arms. I've already been struggling to sit next to
me. I mean, you know that what Professor Dandava was doing in Australia, he was in martial arts fights.
Yeah.
But yeah, just on a lighter note, I mean, look, if we can compete on Tuesday, well and good. But I obviously, if there are whistleblowers who want to come forward, then we would close the meeting, and I'm sure, given the advocate Madonzella's committed support of whistleblowers, that you won't mind being excluded from that.
All right, that concludes the Justice Portfolio Committee's work. Cecilia Muni, please.
Thank you. Thank you.